NORC at the University of Chicago, and I am with the NORC Welsh Center for Rural Health Analysis. Thank you. So I'm going to follow my notes closely. How many of you are familiar with the CDC's annual Health U.S. report? Okay, this is our national data report. It goes through every bit of data on every condition for the U.S. as a whole. Occasionally, frequently, they do a special report or an addendum. In 2001, they did a rural-urban chart book. Does anyone remember that? That became the data source nationally for rural health, really for a decade, and it has not been updated since. There are no plans to update it, so we decided to take the bull by the horns, and with the generous support of the Office of Rural Health Policy at HRSA, we decided to update it ourselves, and I'm going to share some of that data with you. We are continuing to actually do these analyses, kind of basically walk you through the background a little bit. I just did some of that, how we approached this, and then highlight some of the findings. I'm going to follow my notes closely. This is the second time we're presenting some of this data, so I want to make sure I get a lot of the key points for you. But by and large, I think the data really speak for themselves. So I will probably talk less and let the data do the talking. This is work that is done through the Rural Health Reform Research Center, which is a joint collaborative, again, funded by the Federal Office of Rural Health Policy. It is a collaborative research center between the University of North Dakota and NORC at the University of Chicago through our Walsh Center for Rural Health Analysis. Again, this is what I already told you. The CDC report was done in 2001, hasn't been done since. Essentially, we felt we needed to do this for two reasons. One, it's time. It's been a decade. We need to see how rural people are doing. Two, we thought this was a really unique opportunity to take one last look at the data before the Affordable Care Act was implemented so that when we do this 10 years later, we can start to see whether there are any differences in rural health status that may be attributable to implementation of health reform. Essentially, our methods are to meticulously replicate the CDC's report from 10 years ago, and I will say that though I may be frustrated that it hasn't been done in 10 years, it's really not CDC's choice on what they get to do or not do. That's called Congress. And CDC has been very generous in helping us replicate this with a lot of precision. We've talked to their data people. They have walked us through exactly the analyses they did, the data sets they used, the geographic definitions they've used. Our intent is to essentially follow everything as closely as we can so that we can compare apples to apples 10 years later. This is the counties across the nation by rurality. What's more important here to set up the following slides are the geographic regions. Again, these were the geographic regions that the data were analyzed by 10 years ago, and these are the geographic regions that we include in our data as well. So I'm just going to start walking you through some of this. For all of these slides, essentially the x-axis is rurality. The left side is urban, the right side is rural, and it's on a continuum from the largest urban centers to the most rural communities without a city greater than 10,000. This basically shows, and I think most people are aware of this, that rural people are disproportionately older than urban people, and that the gradient rises by level of rurality. What's interesting, though, is again, and this is why we did this, when you look at the 10-year update, the new data is in orange here. Rural people are older than they were 10 years ago. And you see that gap gets wider. The older population in rural areas is growing at a faster rate than it is in non-rural areas. Race and ethnicity, this is also very interesting, and I think this surprises people sometimes. So again, I think no surprise on the left that most of your minority populations are in urban areas. But even in our most rural communities, almost 20% of the population is comprised by racial and ethnic minorities. This has a big impact on rural health as well. What we generally see, and you're not going to see a lot of this in this data set because it doesn't get that nuanced. The University of South Carolina does some really great work in this area. What you will see if you look at this data more closely is that geography has an impact on health. When you compare rural whites to non-rural whites, rural blacks to non-rural blacks, rural Hispanics to non-rural Hispanics, you will see disparities based on geography. But when you overlay race and ethnicity, you will see another layer of effect, and rural blacks, rural Native Americans, these are the greatest disparities we have in our country. So again, walking you through the data here, this is infant mortality. What we do see in a lot of the data sets is that there has been some improvement over the last 10 years, but you see that that there still are these disparities in rural populations. A lot of issues, a lot of conditions, you'll see that the large urban areas where you have more of the minority health concerns and the most rural areas where you have the most significant geographic concerns look similar in terms of health status. That you certainly see here. But you do see that infant mortality tends to be worse as you get out into the more rural geographic areas. Again, looking at these things by region, these are the regions that I showed in that first slide. In the South, infant mortality was highest in the central counties and the non-metropolitan counties, and in the West, infant mortality is highest in the smallest non-metropolitan counties. We hypothesize that some of this is related to Native American populations in the West. You'll see some of the disparities that look worse in the West, where they do have large Native American populations. We have not dug into the data that deep yet, though. Mortality for children and young adults. So for children and young adults, over 60% of the deaths are due to injuries, both intentional and unintentional. These are highly preventable. We see that the age-adjusted death rate for children and young adults increases steadily by rurality. And again, this is incredibly preventable, and the disparities are very significant. Again, by region, you see that the West really stands out here. The mortality differential here ranged from 37% for males in the Midwest to 107% for males in the West. Mortality for working-age adults. For working-age adults, the three leading causes of death are cancer, heart disease, and unintentional injury, with lung cancer being the leading cause of cancer mortality. The rates in the more rural communities remain high, and there's been less improvement over the past decade. By region, in the South, the death rates are the highest in the non-metropolitan counties. But you see, again, the steady gradient by rurality. And among seniors, and this is all age-adjusted, so it's very interesting here, because remember that we have higher numbers of seniors in rural communities, but the death rates are higher based on rurality among seniors in rural communities as well. The top five causes of death for the elderly are heart disease, cancer, COPD, stroke, and Alzheimer's. And again, you see some of these regional differences. Again, the South is a region where a lot of the disparities are very very high in particular, and that's a lot of that is an overlay of race and ethnicity with rurality. There are large African-American populations in the rural South, and again, we think that's probably the reason why you see some of these patterns. Heart disease mortality. Again, heart disease leading cause of death in the United States. You still see this rural disparity in heart disease mortality. And the same types of regional differences, particularly in the South, again, where some of the rural African-American populations probably account for a lot of the disparity. COPD is a really interesting one, because the orange line here is above the black line. This means that things have gotten a lot worse over the last decade, but the rural disparity here is really, really striking. This may be, we think, the smoking rates from 20 and 30 years ago, the promotion of smoking 20 and 30 and 40 years ago, catching up to people as they get older. And what's really interesting here is when you break this one down by gender, you see that the rates are higher in men, but the rate of increase has been higher among females. Again, the marketing of tobacco to females 30 and 40 years ago may account for some of this. And then again, when you look by region, you see that the pattern is fairly consistent, but you do see this rural disparity really across all regions. Homicide does tend to be more of an urban concern. There are some interesting regional differences, however. In particular, the rates in the South in the rural areas are particularly high. Suicide, however, is a whole nother story. Suicide in rural communities has been a long-term problem, certainly overlays with isolation and mental health types of issues. This is another one where the orange line is not where the orange line should be. We're doing worse as a nation than we were 10 years ago, but it's particularly true in rural communities where the rates have gotten worse, and when you look by rurality, the rate of increase in particular has gotten worse. And then, again, you see these regional differences. The West is really striking here. I mentioned Native American populations in the West before. We know there are very high suicide rates among Native Americans. Don't know whether that accounts for this in general. Need to dig a little bit deeper, but there's clearly something going on in the West here. And then the last couple of slides are, again, I think things we probably know, which is that there are fewer physicians in rural areas, but it's particularly striking when you look at this gradient going out to more rural areas where the proportion of physicians is just dramatically lower. What I think is really also striking here is that we have seen the proportion of physicians to population grow over the last decade, except in rural areas. So we have a lot more physicians than we used to. They're still not practicing in rural areas. So that's a big concern. And then the same is true in terms of dental access as well. Exact same pattern. The number of dentists is significantly higher than it used to be, but not in rural areas. And in fact, in the most rural areas, we've even seen somewhat of a decline. And I think that's what I have. And then, again, I mentioned, this is our last slide, I mentioned that the Rural Health Reform Research Center is a collaborative. Gary Hart at the University of North Dakota is the director. Alana, who is in the audience here, is the deputy director. Thank you.